It's your boy Seti J, and welcome to Life at the Dusk Live. It is Hump Day after dusk. You know how we do it. So I do it every Wednesday. I'm glad to have you guys in the show. And if you are alive right now, give yourself a hand, because God lets you make it. Give yourself a hand. So yes. And there we go. Delayed on that. But yes, man, I'm telling you, I feel so, I'm in such a great mood today, man. Like, you ever just realize, like, you just know when you like, you know, it's like a mood you just can't describe, and even if you had like a day where it was kind of bland, and then you just get this rush of excitement. That's how I feel right now, man. It's just, I don't know, man. It just randomly just start thinking about, like, how things are just coming together for so many things that's in my life right now, man. And things are just starting to, I'm really making sense. And a lot of the hard work and foundational work I've had to do for things to be in fruition, you know, is happening. So I can't complain about that. And all you can do when stuff like that happens is smile, be crunk, be live, wherever you want to, whatever phrase you feel like using. Lit, all that good stuff. But tonight, man, I'm excited. Like, whenever I get to talk to people I've known for a while on the show, it's just kind of refreshing, because this is kind of how the show is, the base of the show. It runs whenever we have interviews. We make a lot of guests that come here, even if I've never talked to them before or they've never talked, you know, whatever. It's just when they come on the show, it feels like I've known them for a while, but I'm catching you guys up with what's going on with them. So I love that. And it's even more refreshing when you're doing it with someone that you actually know. And so now, you know, that scenario, you know, the scenario creates itself, you know, naturally with people who I don't know coming to the show. When people I know, then that scenario definitely happens even more naturally, because that's exactly what's happening, catching up with somebody I know very well. And it's I haven't had a comedian on here in a minute. That last one I had was Special K. So not Special K, I'm sorry, Positive K. And, you know, more so people know him for his music. And, you know, he had a very great hit. I got a man, you know, that track was, it still goes hard to this day. And he got plenty more with MC Light and whatnot, but it's just great, man. Like, it's like I said, in the words of Drake, oh, what a time to be alive. But yeah, so tonight I got comedian C. White will be checking in. I can't wait to chop it up with him, man. This dude is really working the stand-up scene, and I can't wait to see him just really blossom in something great, because here's the thing. Sometimes it might seem, you know, like, it might seem rough when, as far as locally, you might not feel like you're getting the accolades, but just know the right people are paying attention. I always do that. Like with all my brands, sometimes people are not going to pay this to your own city. And I don't care what people say. They say that Atlanta this, Atlanta that. You talk to the people who live in Atlanta, they let you know that it's not all peaches and cream like everyone tries to make it seem. And I didn't try to rhyme on purpose, but it kind of does happen that way. But it's just ridiculous. You know, you want your own city to support you first, and you want them, because you want them to be able to, when you go out there and you tell people, man, I rep my city, when you say that, you want to be able to say that with conviction and be able to say that with with the faith of knowing that your city is behind you, supporting you 100%. So I can't wait to top it up with him about that. What's going on with him? Why he even got in the comedy? We're gonna talk to him about music because, I mean, the dude got some musical chops. So he's definitely a person I can't wait to chop it up about music. And of course, one more thing, we will be talking about some of the hot news and hot mess for the week. You know, that's how we do it. I wasn't here on Monday. I took off. It was MLK Day. I thought about doing the I Have a Dream show, but then I thought about it. I was like, take another break. So, yay. That's when you're the boss, you get to make the moves. So, it is what it is. But I do want to kind of set the premise up on something that I'm not going to go into too much now. I want to save it for later on the show. But this Oscar stuff, man, whew, y'all, it's a lot of drama going on behind it, and it's just spreading out to more and more stuff. So this thing is getting some legs, and some people are in favor, some people are not in favor. And what's crazy is some of the people you didn't see coming, and some people, you know what? You know, because they're always trying to be that controversy. They're always trying to be be the black person that likes to make black people look bad. Oh, those black people always complaining, but yada, yada, yada. This, that, and the third. So, yeah, we're going to talk about a lot today, man. In one jam-packed hour. I know, an hour. How can we do all this in an hour? Because we're just great. That's all we can do in an hour. So, just to let you guys know, the songs we got for today, we got the Vertigo song of the day. That's 100 Likes by Charisma. And then the Dust Spot song of the day is She's Ready by Act a Fool. So, what we're going to do, let's go into the song of Vertigo song of the day first. 100 Likes by Charisma. You listen to Life of the Dust Live. Your boy, Ceddie J. We'll be back after this. Yeah, y'all. So, yeah, y'all. Before I do that, too, I'm also got, let me shout out to the sponsor. Let me shout out to them. Shout out to audible.com. And if you go sign up on audible.com via audibletrial.com/Ceddie J, you will be able to enjoy a 30-day free trial as well as a free audiobook to download and enjoy the website. I'm telling you, they have, like, if you're a person that loves to read, but you're always on the go, you don't have time, you can't necessarily read visually, then you can take in some literary forms through hearing it. And that's a great thing about the audiobooks over on audible.com. You can check them out. Got stuff like my boy Stephen LaBoisier and his book, Where Is My Boaz? That's one of the ones that's on there. So it's a lot on there. Check it out. And yeah, there we go. audibletrial.com/SettyJ. That's audibletrial.com/SettyJ. Hey, on the beat.
bend it over, bust it wide for that thumbs up. She posting twerk clips, looking for the come up. She insecure, her profile pic, I share. And call you thirsty when you show up in her inbox. Giving me the singles, like you driving blind. You never be wifey, you naked on the vine. You looking for attention, in the wrong place. And when I scroll through your pics, I hardly see your face. Advertising their tongue, hey, what that mouth do? Say you're looking for a man, I can't tell though. You are social sites, similar to porn sites. You said she do whatever for 100 likes.
That was 100 Lights by Charisma, and that was the Vertigo song of the day. Later on, we'll be playing the Dust by song of the day by Aka Fool called She's Ready, so be on the lookout for that. And while I wait for my guests, there's something I wanted going on. I'm telling y'all, man, I was trying to hold it, I was trying to hang on, but this team was just too good. And this won't give away too much of everything as far as I want to talk about with the controversy is getting more and more legs. Every time the Oscar boycotts, you know, it's people have some kind of problem with it. Don't do it, but don't complain later when, you know, oh, no one's standing up for me, you know, whatever. So don't complain. But I got to read this post from my boy on Instagram, Bumby. He just went in on one of the, and I mean, I just don't get this. The people who, there's two people right now, well, I would say three, and one of them is like a deep doo-doo that, and there's plenty more, but these are just three that are high profile right now that people see this happen with often. So the people who I am talking about who tend to always, in order to big themselves up, they throw other black people under the bus. We got, and I know y'all want to hear it, but Bill Cosby's one of them, Stacey Dash is another, and Raven Simone. Them three right there, it's like they should get like a lifetime achievement award for throwing black people under the bus just so they can try to appease, you know, the same people who don't give two shits about them. So we will go to that in a second, but I think that's my guess right there. Let me check and see if that's who that is. Is this my boy C. White in the building?
This is C. White in the building.
What is good, man? We got to give you a hand. What's up?
What's up, man? Appreciate you having me, bro.
Oh, man.
And
agree you
know with
what?
Everything you just said.
Perfect. It's a perfect time to be coming because it's such a shit storm happening all at one time.
Man.
Like, damn, they can have picked a better week for this to happen. But yes, let me remind everybody or introduce everybody who don't know about you. You know, my new nickname for him is Mr. Hell Going On.
That's a good one.
He started his hashtag, and he's been making that go on for over a year. And every time you see it, you know he's not gonna let down at all. Like,
you know what it is, man. And the thing about Hell Going On, it's so encompassing, man. Like, everybody can relate to it. I don't give a damn what race you is. I don't give a damn about none of that. Like, everybody done had a moment where they done walked into a place or came across some shit and just looked at it and just been like, what the hell is going on out here? The fuck is up? Because shit crazy out here.
Yeah, because it's something you deal with daily. That's what I like about
daily.
It. It's something that every day you're going to have. Well, I'm going to just say there's one, but you're going to see – have a moment that's going to have you say, hell going on.
For real. You can just ride down the street, see some fucked up shit, see people doing crazy ass shit, be like, what in the hell is going on over there? Shit, some of these nosy people are listening to the radio today. Hell, they know exactly what I'm talking about, be in their apartment, hear motherfuckers get to arguing and shit outside. So they be trying to crack that window. What the hell is going on out there? Trying to be nosy.
I know people might think I'm just riding a stand-up joke or whatever, but I swear, I saw a homeless guy on a hoverboard earlier.
See, bro. What the hell is going on? See there?
This homeless guy rolled by my freaking window with a sign in his hand, and I was like, dang, how he slip up on me that quick?
Man,
when I saw this dude
stole a hoverboard.
This dude got a goddamn
hoverboard. Rolled off on the plug. He rolled off on the plug twice. Came by your shit.
This dude got a hoverboard around. He got the sign of a hoverboard. I'm like, dude, you're for the hoverboard. I didn't come stand next to you with a sign. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, hitting them licks on everybody.
Like, dang, he had a prime spot. He got hoverboard money. Good God.
Yeah, my old folks buying 500.
So, what led you to go into comedy? Because, you know, I've known you for music. You know, between being a drum major all the way back at Tech, and then you went to the illustrious Texas Southern University.
Oh, yeah. Ocean of Soul. Ocean of Soul. You
like,
know what,
it is. What let you go into the comedy world, man? Like,
man,
what make that,
comedy
what make that
thing,
transition?
You know, we went to high school together, so you know I cut up and shit, too. I did my music thing, but I cut up a little bit. But, I mean, comedy, honestly, it's been one of them things. I kind of knew I was going to do that shit a long, long time ago, man. Like, I'm very opinionated. I got opinion about every goddamn thing. Hell,
I mean, Mr. Calvin is a joke all in itself. You can write, like, jokes for days off him.
Mr. Calvin got jokes for days, man. I can write material for days about that. But, man, I just, like, it's crazy. Like, I don't try to be funny, bro. Like, some people think, oh, you trying to be funny. Like, I just have thoughts, and I just see shit that happen, and I have an opinion on it. And sometimes that shit is funny to me, so... And I talk a lot anyway, so hell, comedy is just it's a perfect storm for all that. I get to talk, get my opinions off, tell people what the fuck I feel about what's going on in this crazy ass world, and it's a good outlet, man. So that's pretty much how I got into it, man. Just wanting to get some shit off my chest, get my opinions off, you know, stress reliever, all that good shit.
So here's my question. You know, I'm about to be getting real controversial, and people putting the hate the hell out of me. You know, I want to know where Paris, Paris need to put up a flag for Detroit right now for Flint, Michigan, because I don't see Paris doing shit for us. But, you know, we was, everybody, y'all not praying for Paris. Paris ain't sick. Nah, goddamn bottle. Shit, not even a drop of water to Flint.
Yeah.
But they want to complain because I didn't put up a goddamn French flag.
See, and that's my whole thing, you know. Whatever you go do, go on and do it. But, you know, you got a lot of people nowadays, bro. They get caught up in this social media. They don't even know the damn story. Yeah, they saw some shit on Twitter, just be all kind of misinformation, but then to get mad because you not following everybody. Like, yeah, this is my goddamn page. If I don't want to, change my profile red, white, and blue for France, and hell, fuck you and France. Don't follow me, shit. But, hell, I mean, it's one of them things, man. I say, do whatever the hell you want to do. That's my big thing. If you want to support France, but you goddamn right. I ain't seen a motherfucker, shit, even turn on their goddamn water faucets for goddamn Flint over there in France right now. But you're right, everybody on Facebook was kind of all on that Paris shit. But at the end of the day, do whatever you do. Do what you do, shit. But don't be criticizing the Knicks, man, because they ain't doing what the fuck you want them to do. That's my whole thing.
Right, man. I'm sitting there, man. You know what? I've been having like a nightmare, man. Like, I've been like checking the water. I'm like, God, please do not let the water be like how it is over there. Like,
man, for real. Yeah, they said Black Lives Matter and shit. They got mad. Say, okay, all right, niggas, I got something for y'all ass. Yeah, y'all ain't going to be protesting shit else. I got something for y'all ass. Turn this water up on y'all ass real quick.
It's a Black Lives Matter, like, so does brown water.
Man, shit, good off y'all like a motherfucker, like piss.
Oh, I was like, people got bathing. I mean, dude, like
hit it. They
that's
got,
it for
I,
me.
I mean, we need to be praying for Michigan. Hell, fuck Paris. We need to be praying for Michigan. Hell, you just had old boy in Detroit, you know, not too long ago. He got his ass arrested. Remember the mayor of Detroit got his ass arrested? Spent up all the goddamn money in Detroit. They had to file bankruptcy. Hell, now motherfuckers in Flint acting a goddamn fool.
But it's just, oh, man, it's just crazy up there, period. I mean, Chicago.
Yeah, man.
Oh, my God. I feel like this is kind of what I thought. Y'all know me on this show. We talk about whatever, and we do not give a damn. But I just feel like it's like a conspiracy of, like, up there in the Midwest is, like, where they first starting. That let's flush out the black people. It's like so we can start all over again. I feel like that's what they're doing. They try to find a way to flush them out so they can tear some stuff down and restart over. I know that sounds dark as heck, and it sounds like a conspiracy theory that's off the wall, but, hey, I mean, when that stuff starts making sense, I won't hear nothing later from anybody.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, shit, you know what they say sometimes? The truth is hell a lot stranger than fiction, so shit. Yeah, who knows, man? There's so much shit going on in the world, man. I just, you know, I have my opinions on shit, but I try my best, man, just to try to just enjoy the good shit and – hell, be happy because it's, you know, there's so much bullshit going on in the world. If you get thinking about it too much, it'll fuck you up, man. It'll blow your goddamn mind. So I have to keep myself sane. That's another reason. That's another outlet that the comedy provides. I have to find ways to laugh at this bullshit, bro. That's all I can do.
Now, like, you know, when was the first time you ever hit the stage?
Ooh, first time I hit was, it's been a couple of years ago now. First time, it was in, I went to Dallas Comedy House. You know, I went for a few weeks and watched people and shit like that. And, you know, as fucked up as it sounds, watching other motherfuckers bomb on stage, that give y'all the confidence you need. I see him up, I'm like, now, shit, if he going up there, I know I'm funnier than that. But, so, hell, I just said, fuck it. Just went for it one day because I knew I wanted to do it. It was just building up enough nerve, you know what I'm saying, to go up there and do it. And you know, you kind of, you know, you don't know what to expect from yourself. Like, I did music and been on stage and shit before, but, hell, I don't know if I'm going to get up here, nut up, and just take off running or some shit or what. But, hell, the first time went real good. Hell, you know, people gave me good feedback. They didn't believe it was my first time, so... Man, and it's crazy. After you do it that first time, it's almost like a drug, bro. Like, you want to do it again. You know, it's like a nervous excitement. You're nervous, but you're excited all at the same time. But, like, once you get up there, you do it. People laugh. People feel you. And you get done. like, I can't explain the feeling, man. It's almost like being high, bro. And then if I go too long without being on stage, like, it fuck with me. I have to go hit an open mic, go do something just to feel right, bro. So that's kind of how I knew I was in my right lane, doing the shit I'm supposed to do. You know, you have a few of the OG comics in the game, you know, they'll give you some advice and shit sometime. You know, I had Ricky Smalley, you know, retweet a couple of my jokes and shit. Sidney Castillo, he another real funny comedian. He actually in L.A. now, but he's from Fort Worth. You know, grew up in Fort Worth, moved out to L.A., doing his thing. You know, he sent me some stuff on Twitter, you know, told me he liked my shit. So, man, all that stuff, man, is good feedback, bro. And I just got to keep plugging away at it, man. I love it, bro. I do it for the fun at this point. If I make it, I make it. If I don't, shit, I'll just be running around Dallas telling jokes, shit.
But, I mean, you know what? This always notice, like, if you really work at it, and especially, like, some people, sometimes it's kind of hard when your own city don't support you as hard as you want them to. But
right.
I always think that, like I was saying earlier in the show, it's about the right people paying attention. Because
right,
you got Ricky
exactly.
Smalley paying attention to you. And, you know, this dude, you know, I mean, come cast, open casket sharp. That was a classic set. Oh, my God. I was crying.
Yeah, that was classic material there, bro. That's classic material he did there.
And this dude here is taking the time out and actually sharing your stuff and, you know, and not just sharing it, but, you know, I've seen the tweets you shared where he's actually showing you some love and show you that, you know, he was tripping out about you. That's just a good look. And again, it's about the right people paying attention.
Right, right. Man, you said something right there, man. Like, it's like I always say, man, it's quality over quantity. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can go out there and have a million
somebody
followers
talking to me.
And all this shit, but, you know, it ain't the right person. All it takes is that one right person. So, you know, kind of in this new age with the social media thing, like, I recognize that's a big piece of it now, you know, trying to get your followers up. And it's kind of fucked up when you really think about it because, in my opinion, the way this shit works nowadays, like, other motherfuckers won't fuck with you unless a lot of other motherfuckers do. Like, and I ain't gonna call nobody out. I try to respect everybody. But there's some people, you know, they get a million, 2 million views, and that shit is not funny at all. Like, I done seen that shit on Def Comedy Jam since goddamn 95. You know what I'm saying? People, because they got a lot of followers, oh, my God, I'm crying. I'm dead. Man, shut your ass up. You know that shit ain't funny. You just, you know, that's one struggle of the comedy game. But, you know, I know a lot of people, shit, who ain't even hardly on social media, but they gigging, they getting paid for it. So, you know, like I said, I try to incorporate the social media thing, but I'm I consider myself a true stand-up comic. You know, I'm on stage. I'm telling jokes. I write my material. You know, so that's just what I try to stick to. Stick with the fuck I know. You know what I'm saying?
So I just noticed, like, the people who are those what I like to call social media comedians, when it comes to stand up, you know, they nut up.
Yeah.
They can't handle,
man,
it. They
cannot
handle
different.
It.
It's a lot different, man, when you just got that phone and you can record and stop and rewind and all that shit. So that's a lot different. You know, when you get on that stage and shit, it's just motherfuckers in the crowd looking at you wanting to laugh. That's different. That's a different vibe. That's why I say, I don't knock the social media thing, but, I mean, I personally don't care a whole lot, but I know some comics who get real life mad if you call a social media comic a comedian, like they ain't been on stage. Now, you can do both, but if you ain't never been on stage, you just make videos. I know some people, they don't like when you use that word comedian with them, because I can kind of understand that. At the end of the day, I don't give a fuck, but, I mean, it's a difference, though. Like you said, it is a big-ass difference.
it's like calling Fetty Watts music hip-hop.
Yeah.
That's rap.
Goddamn...
and really, I don't know what we call that rap either.
He, like, singing and shit. I don't know what's happening. I don't know what the fuck that is.
No, I think what happened one day, like, because he realized his eye was out, he started, you know, he was yelling because his eye was out. And then that's kind of what happened.
Yeah.
So he started singing from that point on. That's what I think happened.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Man.
Nigga, hot as goddamn fish grease right now, though. He on every goddamn thing.
Goddamn. I'm just thinking, you know, that reminds me of that Bible verse that says, or One Eyed Man is king or something, whatever. I forget how it goes. I'm like, I'm going to stop. I'm going to stop. I'm going to be good today, y'all. I promise. Okay, so, I couldn't wait to ask you about this because the shitstorm got bigger and bigger, man, day after day. And that's this whole entire thing about the Oscars. What is your take on the Oscars right now, man?
I mean, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, we know what it is. Like, to not have not even a nomination, that's kind of hard. Sir. I mean, you got Straight Outta Compton that did all the numbers it did, you know.
All
I ain't
numbers.
Seen Concussion yet, but, you know, they say it's a good movie. I don't know. I just think it was too much good product put out, you know, for nobody black to get nominated. But, I mean, hell,
you're just
day,
Alpha's
you know,
movie? Goodness.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, but you got a bunch of, I mean, I hate to say this, and I ain't, you know, all white people ain't bad, but you got a bunch of old ass 60s, you know, 63, 64-year-old white folks that, hell, when they were 20, a nigga like me couldn't even drink out the same water fountain with them, so they like,
right.
Man, fuck these niggas, shit. You know, and in my opinion, it seemed like a few years ago, like kind of when Obama was first getting hot and shit, you know, they kind of exploited the black thing and shit, you know, it was like, you know, had the first black president, so then it seemed like at that time, you know, they kind of started wanting to show a little diversity, a little something, but, you know, shit, that shit tapered off, but yeah, man, I was very surprised by that, man. And then, you know, Stacey Dash, she jumping on TV, like she Queen Coon, whatever she can do to goddamn coon with these motherfucking folks out here, that's what the fuck she do. She get on my goddamn nerves.
Massa, you know what? Now she probably get an Oscar because you know how it is. The Oscar nominations are based off every time a black person get not Oscar, you always get off one of these three things. It usually is the case. I don't care what nobody tell me. You either got to be a crackhead, you got to be something fucked up. I look at Denzel Washington Training Day. You got to be the help, or you got to be
got to be a slave and getting your ass beat.
Don't get me wrong. I like 12 years of slave, but good God, how many damn ways are we going to talk about slavery? Like,
for real, I'm tired of talking. I don't watch slavery movies,
about
bro.
Us being royal. Can we talk
for
about
real.
That for
now,
a moment?
Right. When it's time to do that, though, they're going to go get Christian Bale and Russell Crowe and all that shit.
Gerald Butler is
playing.
Gerald Butler is playing Haru, man. I was like, dude, find me the nearest cliff and just throw me over that mug, man. This is out of hand.
Yeah, man. I mean, it is what it is. I mean, it. In my opinion, it's exactly what everybody thinks, but, you know, that's the world we live in, bro. That's the world we live in. That's going to be one of them things. I don't know if it'll ever get better, you know. I think we always go kind of be up against that.
I remember I used to think Stacey Dash was bad, man. And then every time she opened her mouth.
Yeah. See, I'm a big personality person. You can be fine, but then depending on your personality, that'll make you unattractive to me. And that's kind of how I feel about Stacey. Like, she cool, but she, to some of the shit she be saying, like, she try way too hard to you know, please certain people and shit. And that's frustrating. Like, it's one thing to have your opinion, but I feel like she go out her way to try to, you know, like, I heard her in an interview the other day. I'm like, wait, we shouldn't even have Black History Month. And I was like, come on,
right.
Man, shut up. Shit.
Right. If you want the exclusion to stop, the reason, let me give her a Black History lesson. The reason why Black History Month got started in the first place was, first of all, she didn't quit complaining because it's the shortest month of the year. But anyways, the reason why I do that, because I look over the history books and every time I turn my back, show me any Black history in there. Don't talk about, they don't want to talk about the real agent. Because they do that, then they go on and empower us, and then they don't want to do that.
They don't want to do that. And yeah, man. I mean, like you say, it is what it is. You got the damn, you know, everything got to be slavery and all that bullshit. And it's like, man, I'm over. I'm definitely over the slavery movies. I ain't, you know, a Selma or some bullshit like that. You know, it's all right, but like, man, I'm tired of watching all these old ass movies. Us getting fucked up. Hell, let's see something different. Hell.
Right. I mean, because, I mean, you look at it, I'm trying to think who I would put in, like, if I had to put them in order, the three I mentioned earlier as far as being the Hall of Fame of coonery. I mean, because as much as Bill Cosby has done for us, he's starting to reverse that stuff back more and more and more. And I know people like, don't come for Bill Cosby. I'm not one of them fake people. The same way I ain't one of them fake Lamar Odom people. I ain't sitting there, y'all was calling him a crackhead a week before the dude was in the hospital bed. So I want to hear that.
Right.
But
that's amazing. I just don't have time for fake.
It was the same dude that was called a crackhead a week before. Oh my God. No, I can't go. You know, y'all.
Man.
I just hate the fake nonsense, man. Like, that's one thing I don't want no fake tears at my funeral, man. Keep your fake ass at home.
Yeah. For real. I'm right there with you on that.
I know we're going to pot this a whole lot, but it is too easy. Donald goddamn Trump.
Yeah. Man, I think Donald Trump got a chance now, man. At first, I thought it was just some bullshit, but I think he got a shot, bro.
No, don't say that, man. Not to win the whole thing,
but to at least to represent the Republicans. Hell, they, you know, nowadays the Republicans so goddamn crazy. They finna fuck up their party and don't even know it. But, yeah, they keep going at the rate they going. Ain't gonna be no Republicans in about 10 years. They motherfuckers fucking up left and right. They finna run Donald Trump and go lose.
Right. They try to take fantasy football from us in Texas. Like, whoo, man.
Yeah.
Killing.
They pick when this big government shit. They pick and choose when that big government is can tell you what to do. They always, I'm tired of the government and all that. That's just code for in my money. Yeah. They want government now, but everything else, when it comes to weed, abortion, everything else, they want the government to tell people what to do. So, like I say, they not consistent with their ideology. So.
Right. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
So, man, as far as, like, this upcoming year, what do you plan to do to grow even more in comedy?
Well, I mean, just to keep just, you know, staying on stage, you know, keep writing fresh material. You know, got a couple of little shows and shit I'm working on. Got something I'm working on for Valentine's weekend. So, you know, trying to do that. You know, trying to, you know, go ahead and do the little bullshit social media thing, because I do like it for the fact that you can reach multiple people and know beyond the people that you interact with every day. So, you know, trying to do more of that and not force it, but just do it, you know, just do me. But yeah, man, just writing, man, writing, you know, just really letting my mind go and try to, you know, expand into some different topics and shit and really get back to the essence of comedy, man. Like, and I don't knock what nobody do, bro, but hell, I always say comics, hell, we gotta be the truth tellers. We the ones that gotta, shit, you know, take this fucked up society that we live in and break it on down, man, and goddamn, and tell it like it is. And, you know, we getting away from that. You know, you got a lot of silly comics, got people running around with wigs and shit. And, you know, I don't knock nobody brand of comedy, man. But for this year, bro, like, really getting back to that essence and capitalizing, you know, on that old traditional comedy, you know, where we, you know, tell the truth, man, and goddamn, and really laugh at the shit that's fucked up. You know what I'm saying? That's really all we can do. But, man, just working the social media, writing, trying to stay booked on shows. Actually got some plans to travel a little bit this year, so I'm going to try to go to ATL. You know, ATL, big comedy spot. Actually know a few comics down there that I didn't got to know through social media and shit. So I want to, you know, go down there, do a few open mics, try to start expanding a little bit. And then L.A., plan to try to go to LA in April. They got like a little comic convention up there, so, you know, go up there and network with some few people. But yeah, man, that's the name of the game right now, man. Just networking, writing, and just trying to bring back that old traditional comedy.
I mean, that's what we miss, man. Like, I mean, you might even get your own shoe through Nike. Shout out to
real man,
a comedian, bro. I never thought I'd see the day,
bro.
A comedian got his own shoe, bro. This is.
Yeah, man. K Hart doing his goddamn thing, bro.
Like, that's motivation. I'm like, okay. Like, yeah. You really on top of your game, and it shows that, yeah, you can still be a big brand and still be true to comedy.
Yep. Yep.
So, yep, man. What we going to do, y'all going to go to our other song of the day, and that's by Act Fool, that She's Ready. And, shoot, man, if y'all miss any parts of the episode, the interview, y'all check it out, man. blogtalkradio.com/SettyJ. And it's on Dust Spot Radio Network on dustspot.com/dustspotradio. iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio. I'll be here all day naming stuff. So, man. I appreciate you, man. I appreciate being
able
to
showcase
you, man. Because, you know, a lot of people don't, again, you know, just being able to showcase a fellow Bulldog alumni that's doing their thing, it really feels good. And that's what the world to see, that we out here doing something for work.
Right, man. And I appreciate you showing me love, bro. Like I said, it means a lot, bro. Anybody, you know, I don't expect you from nobody. You know, if they fuck with me, they fuck with me. If they don't, they don't. But, man, you always been, you know, real with me. Hell, you fuck with me. So I appreciate that, man. It's all love on this end.
Already, man. Cowboys for life, man. You know how we do.
Oh, yeah, for sure, for sure.
we 4-12. But we got
to
fight
the draft, though.
We're going
to be all right.
We good to go.
Yep.
All right, y'all. We'll be back at the end,
right, man. All right, say it, bro.
DJ Quest, stupid.
I can tell by the way she licks her lips that she really wants to take a hit of this. I'll be the genie that will grant her a wish and give her sexual bliss. I can see that she's ready. She's ready. Whenever I kiss her neck and she feel my touch, she opened up her mouth, I said, shorty, please hush. We about to make a movie, don't interrupt. Just shut off your phone, turn off the lights. Gotta make sure that the mood is right. I'm about to give you everything you like. Plus the Vicky lingerie fits your body so right. She ain't Hollywood, but she gets so dramatic. Sleep in the morning, we right back at it.
Take deep breaths.
Like she asthmatic, got a shiver in it, shaking like one of them addicts. I'm one of them habits, she'll never quit. Always get high whenever she get a hit. Feeling for the sex, she'll send me a text, that's it.
I can see that she's ready.
To her eyes, see so much lust. Body of a goddess, face of a queen. Definition of sexy when she in them jeans. An amazing sight when she in them tights. Love it when she wear the heels that I like.
No top, no bottom.
Yeah, that's right. Shorty only wearing heels that I like. Never met a woman that could do it like that. Willing to get it on at the drop of a hat. That's my shown, ready to get it on. Going through withdrawal whenever I'm not home. Cause I'm one of them habits, she'll never quit. Always get high whenever she get it hit. All she gotta do is just lick her lips and that's it.
I can see that she's ready. She's ready. Give away.
All right. Yeah. Welcome back to Life at Dusk Live. That was Echo Fool. She's ready. That's the Dusk Spot song today. And you can always check them out, man. You can follow those Twitters for each of those artists that's got they got their music on here today. We got Charisma, and he had the Vertigo song of the day, 100 likes. You can follow him on Twitter at KARIZMA62B. And then the Dust Spot song of the day, Straight Back of a Fool. You can follow him on Twitter at ACAFOOL. And you can be able to find the Instagram and stuff like that by going to those pages as well. So there you go. We got you covered. And also our guest, make sure y'all follow our guest, man, my boy C White. You can actually follow him by going to C on Twitter, type in C White 26. And then on Instagram, look at this Instagram is, bam, C White underscore. That's C W H Y T E underscore. You can follow him. And I'm telling you, man, you want natural comedy from a person of your generation, follow him. You know, he's not just relying on, you know, social media alone. Because a lot of people, you know, the videos, little quick videos that people do is good. But you can't really judge a person being, you know, classically hilarious until you've, like, seen them stand up. That's just my personal opinion. Everyone does different things, but that's my personal opinion, how I feel about it. It is. And as we have about 10 minutes left, I wanted to go in on a few more things. Not get answered. So, I was talking to earlier, and I'm telling you, it's not just I literally saw a homeless guy come by me on a hoverboard, man. It's like these hoverboards are dangerous as hell. That's why they be trying to tell you all these warnings and why they try to ban them for whatever. Because that's laws with nothing. I literally thought I was on my bed this weekend. And this is my hot mess moment of the week. If you ever between that and the homeless guy, those are my hot mess moment of the week. And they all involve hoverboards. So, you know, I was at Afterlife, you know, which is the after hours here in Fort Worth. And it was, she was riding around the hoverboard club. Okay, but she was moving the hoverboard. She was dancing on the hoverboard. Twerking, I was like, okay, she twerking on a hoverboard. Daytime, okay. So, town, man, this girl, one point in time, and she literally fell off. If I didn't catch her in time, she would have had her face flat on the goddamn concrete. So, big ups to that. I'm a superhero. I say someone for busting they behind off them darn hoverboards. Man, I get the thing is what I've been seeing a lot of problem is a lot of people not calibrating these things before they get on it. You need to make sure it's calibrated for, in the words of Bruce, you. Make sure it looks good on you. If it ain't calibrated for you, don't do it, because you're going to look like a goddamn fool and wonder why you falling, or you know, or ain't near about to fall. Y'all got to cut it out, man. Like, if you ain't got no kind of coordination, you don't need to be on no hoverboard either. And yes, there are bigger ones, but let me tell you something. If you are of a certain size, do not get your big ass on hoverboard. Is not that serious. And if you use your feelings because I said that, you really need a wake-up call and realize that's not a good look. Don't do it. Don't be busting your ass because you was on the hoverboard and you were too big for it. The same way they be having that limit to where you can't get on a certain roller coaster. You this, that, the third, your ass don't need to be on the hoverboard either. Hoverboard, no wonder why I try to make you fall. Thing hang on to dear life, it can't move barely. Goodness. And my tall behind ain't gonna be on it. Your behind on it. So there you go. Someone's gonna be in their feelings about it, but hey, that's what I'm here to do. Tell the goddamn truth and do it unapologetically. But I just one thing I do want to, another take I do want to go in on that I just been seeing. It's crazy. It was about Stacey Dash. I didn't even get a chance to read it. He came in right when I saw it, and I wanted to make sure I got this. This is really good by Bumby. Well, he was talking about Stacey Dash. And I just don't get, she tries so hard to, she's really annoying because she tries so hard to appease people who don't give 10 F's about her. And let me look for this again, because good guy, I done lost it now. I hate it. Mad, man. Now I can't find the post. Thought I had the post ready. And then, you know, Facebook be doing you dirty, man. You be going through, and then it be a post that was damn near the front, near the top of the page. You got to go, like, if you got a lot of people on your page like me, you got to go through, like, 100 nonsense posts. Like, man, if I care about that, you broke up with this person. You horny. Oh, you want to take somebody to take a damn quiz. Skip. Put people in whack-ass definitions. Skip. I mean, look at this. I still ain't. It was easy as heck on first time. Now I can't find. See, this is Stacey Dash did this. She wanted to make sure I was going to be able to find it when it was time. Because, you dirty. It's Stacey Dash's fault. Because she knew, man, that Bun B post, that was on my arm point. And I'm going to try a little bit more. Let me look. I ain't run into it. I don't feel like going no further. It'd be taking too long. You guys still scroll through nonsense. All right. I'm done doing that. That adventure is over. But I'm not going to tell you guys this. I just launched it yesterday. Make sure you follow me on, you know, there is my personal Twitter. There's Seti J Dusk. I know that. I mean, well, Instagram, to say. The Instagram. I've created a separate Instagram for the brand, which is including Life of the Dust Live / Dust Spot Radio Network. It also includes Human Cameras Magazine. And it also includes DustSpot.com. So you'll see everything pertaining to that on the After Dusk Media on Instagram. Just follow me on After Dusk Media on Instagram. You can follow me on regular one too. I'm still gonna be posting on both. I'm just gonna spread out so you can have stuff more organized. You know, organization. You got, in the words of Posh, you got to coordinate. So yes, I already had like a million. I got like a few fan pages and a few Twitters, so. Hey, it wasn't going to hurt to have another Instagram. As we come to the end of the week, man, I just want people, man, just be thankful, because you could very well be one of those people that's in Flint right now, had to drink that nasty-ass water or try to bathe in it, whatever. Like, people, I think people really take for granted how much water, you know, what water really does and how much stuff you use water with. I mean, cooking, when you need something to drink, you know, something that's a consistent thing to drink, when you need to flush the toilet, when you need to take a shower, brush your teeth, all that stuff, man, water. it wasn't for that, you wouldn't be able to do none of it. And so, yeah, nasty ass, Flint, Michigan. Yeah, y'all were off to them people like that in Flint, man. That's just messed up. And just know that, you know, we're rooting for you. And just hope y'all get through it, man. And hope this stuff gets rectified the right way. Because I'm not having this nonsense happen. I mean, it's like they're treating people up there in the Midwest like it's a third world war country. And it's ridiculous. American citizens being treated like they're, you know, like they're in a developing country. It's ridiculous. And it's just, you should really be ashamed to have let it come to this point. And I know hard winters, winters and stuff, I'm hit up there and whatever. There's no excuse. Do people right. Simple as that. All right, so we're going to close up the show. And before I do that, I just want to remind you guys, you know, we come on every Monday and Wednesday live at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Adjust your time zones accordingly and check us out at blogtalkradio.com/SettyJ. Also at dustspot.com/dustspotradio. And we're on iTunes. We're on Stitcher Radio app, one of the TuneIn Radio app. So you can't miss us. All right, that being said, y'all, we're getting ready to roll on out, reminding you in everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, where there's a J, oh, there's a U, there is a way. You tune in to that episode of Life in the Dust Live, your boy, Sadie J. We out. Peace.